Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Anonymous.
Starts off with, hey, and that waving emoji, the high emoji.
Okay.
I scored a 167 on the June LSAT and a below 25th percentile UGPA with the crying face emoji. Not the laughing one, the frowning one.
Yeah.
It was my first attempt and fell within my range of 164 to 170. My diagnostic was a 145. I still get minus zero on LG, a range of 2 to 6 wrong on LR, and a range of 4 to 8 wrong on RC. Okay, so congratulations on your 22-point improvement that you've already made. I'm also a URM male, parentheses, if that still gives me a boost after the affirmative action ruling, which we just won't know until schools like release their actual racial diversity or someone does a study of the racial makeup of the law schools a full year from now. I mean, like, because I think we get new data like after the class starts, right? After September 1st. Is sometime when we would find out about the current class, and the ruling didn't even affect the current class. So it's real speculative how much the Supreme Court decision is actually going to affect law schools. We don't know. And we won't know, I don't think, until they start talking about it or until we have data a year and a half from now. I sometimes get discouraged about continuing with this process. Wow. You've improved by 22 points and you're getting discouraged. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, thanks for sharing that. If anybody was not going to get discouraged, it should be you. you're already achieving. Like a 167 is an amazing, like that's a great score, especially for URM. Like that's, you would be a highly sought after candidate. I get discouraged though. After all, I want to go to law school and practice in my home state, and that score is above the 75th percentile for both law schools in the state. Why are you discouraged? I mean, that would be all just reason to be encouraged. But anyway, however, Anonymous says, some local haters said I can't get a 170 and I love proving people wrong. Would you suggest studying and taking it again in August and September? I have 4 attempts left, but I already have the option of applying early with a score that can get me into my local schools. Also, what do you recommend for people in the 160s who want to reach the 170s? You mentioned in a previous podcast that you need to know the difference between necessary assumption questions and sufficient assumption questions on logical reasoning. That's true. Do you have any other recommendations for people who are trying to go from the 160s to the 170s? Thanks, Anonymous.
Okay, there's a lot to unpack here, but let's just start with the last question. Do you have any recommendations for getting from the 160s to the 170s? Yes, it's going to be different for everybody because what people are struggling with differs. But the LSAT conveniently tells you what you suck at. So when you get 167 or 165 or 169, whatever score you get, that means you got questions wrong. So look at those questions and try to figure them out. That's where you're going to make progress into the 170s.
Yeah. You're missing 4 to 8 on reading comp and 2 to 6 on logical reasoning and 0 on games. So it's excellent. I mean, that's the other, like another thing that I would commonly say, how do you get from the 160s to the 170s? I would go, well, are you perfect on the games yet? Because if not, you need to do that. Anonymous is already there on the games. Great. Okay. Well, let's look at your reading comp first, because that's where you're missing the bulk of your points. Also logical reasoning, because you're missing a lot of points over there. Which questions are you missing? Why are you missing them? That wrong answer that you chose is wrong for reasons. And you could have sorted that out. I mean, you didn't sort it out in the moment, but that wrong answer is wrong. You didn't catch that. Not only that, but the right answer is right. And it was sitting there on the page the entire time. Somehow you dismissed the right answer That's a mistake. You also chose a wrong answer. That's a separate mistake. So you're making two mistakes on every single one of those questions that you're missing. And you just got to dig into those. Spend, what do you think? 50% of your time on reading comp, 30% of your time on logical reasoning, and 20% just make sure that you're going to reliably ace the games.
Yeah, totally fine.
And something like that. And, you know, stay on that grind of just take your mistakes seriously. Think less about your 120 to 180 LSAT score and think more about every individual mistake that you're making.
Yep.
But yeah, fuck the haters. You can easily, you've already made this great improvement. Why don't you just keep going and get something in the 170s and tell them all to fuck off?
It's weird though, because I feel like Anonymous is trying to get the 170, not for his application, but to prove these people wrong. And there's also this, it's like, do this for yourself.
Yeah.
Do the 170 because you set a goal and you can and will accomplish it. Not because people said you can't or whatever. I would just ignore them. Make the decision to take the test again because you can do better and you want to see yourself do better. Or decide that, hey, this is good enough for you and you want to apply to your local school. Although I would prefer you get a higher score and apply broadly. See what options you get.
I really don't understand why he's discouraged. He's above the 75th percentile for both of the law schools in the state. There's only two law schools in your entire state. Okay. Why do you want to practice law? You say, I want to go to law school and practice in my home state. Okay. Why? And, you know, I would question that a little bit. And I would say, maybe you want to broaden your horizons a little bit. Like, there are schools where 167 is not going to be above the 75th percentile. I think you're selling yourself a little bit short by going to these law schools. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because I do think you can get into the 170s. And if you were serious about being a lawyer for your career, then I think you would get the best LSAT you possibly could, and you would apply broadly, and you would consider the possibility of moving wherever you needed to move for your career. But I still don't see anything here other than the haters to get discouraged about, or he's discouraged because he hasn't yet broken into the 170s.
I don't know.
You haven't done sufficient work yet. Keep doing more work and you will get there.
You've done a great job. Keep it going.
Yeah, totally. And it's just like fishing for tips and tricks here at the end. Like, make sure you know the difference between necessary assumption questions and sufficient assumption questions on logical reasoning. Yeah, but make sure you understand the questions that you're missing. It really does boil down to the individual questions. Why are you missing 4 to 8 questions on reading comp? Are you going too fast? Probably. I can tell you for sure, though, that you're picking answers that are just not justified by the passage, right? The reason why you missed that reading comp question is because that's not what it said in the passage. They asked you a question and you picked an answer that does not answer the question based on the passage. And that's happening 4 to 8 times per passage, or sorry, 4 to 8 times per section. So there's just a lot there that you're not really understanding. So the way you're going to prove people wrong is to understand the words on the page. When you understand the words on the page, then you should be able to clean up these mistakes, and that's how you're going to get to 170.
Exactly. Thanks, Anonymous, and keep us posted. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.